My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another labor of love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter, Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon.
This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Gerwitz with an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 315. And you can find the show notes for last minute prep. We are going to be talking about Christmas and holiday prep today. And you can find the show notes at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. I want to thank our sponsor, Media Angels. Right now, if you have Amazon Prime, you can get all of the Media Angels books for free shipping. So check that out. All right, last minute prep. Let's get organized. We are going to be looking at some things that need to be done, and I'm going to tell you that I was supposed to record this episode along with a couple of others because I'm trying to get a jump on the holiday season as well, and I had to put it off for 4 days because something always comes up. So I know what I'm talking about here, and I know what you're feeling there. So just bear with me as we kind of take a deep breath together. We start with a prayer, just praise God in everything, every day. And, even when we're feeling like we are on overload. And I know whatever holiday you're gearing up for, there just is not enough time in the day just to get the routine things done. And then we're going to add, baking and cleaning and preparing and sending gifts. In fact, I am sending two of my nieces gifts long distance today that aren't going to be here to share Christmas like they always have in the past. So that is going out today, a couple of weeks before Christmas. But whatever, you are doing, just take a deep breath and seriously, know that if you're not in control, at least God's in control and we can rely on Him. Yesterday, after I had gone to the store, I noticed I had a nail in my tire. And so it was one of those screws that didn't have a head on it. So I called my husband, and after several phone calls to the dealership, and then I remembered we had bought our tires somewhere else and found the receipt in my glove compartment. And I, sat in the car and just prayed and said, okay, Lord, help me, figure this out. And so I called the place where we got the tires on, and they said, oh, just come here and we'll just, quickly patch it or do whatever we need to do because the tire was not flat. And as I was heading over, I just thought to myself, I cannot believe this is happening. I had food in the car, so I couldn't just go straight over. I had to go home first, and everything was really close, so I thank God for that. But as I was in the car, I started saying, you know what, Lord, you have today in control, and this is in your perfect plan, and I'm just going to give it to you and not going to worry about it. So I got home, and my daughter is home from college, so she was going to pick me up from this place, which is about 15 minutes from my house. And when I got there, the guy came out. It took longer for him to for the lady to find somebody to come out than it did for the whole thing that happened. And he bent over, he saw the screw, and he just pulled it out. And I just looked at him and I said, he goes, well, you're really lucky today. And I said, well, yes, I'm blessed. I don't know about luck. But anyway, he sprayed something on it and nothing, no air came out. And, you know, we're on day two and the tire's still great. So apparently it didn't go all the way through. But I just have to give God all the glory, because it could have just thrown my day into, you know, a tailspin. And I had something I had to get done and to someone else yesterday, you know, for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, because we do a lot of behind the scenes stuff here, folks, for our network. And I had promised somebody that I would send them something, and it was not done. And so, you know, it did get done yesterday, and it did get to the person on time. But it's just like, you know, when there are so many things piling up, we just feel like we can't cope. And I watched an episode, I was watching actually the news, and Dr. Oz was on. I don't really know anything about him. I see snippets of him. But he talked about holiday stress, that it's over 88%. Can you believe that? And he said that a lot of it is, you know, adding exactly what we're talking about today, holiday prep to already an overloaded schedule. And he gave some really good points, and I thought I would share those with you. And so here are some things. And he said, number one, sleep is very important. And he talked about drinking. You know, we're not big drinkers here, but he said, if you drink, don't drink 2 to 3 hours before you go to bed, because drinking alcohol can inhibit good sleep, which I thought was really interesting. He said, if you do drink, have a glass of water after every alcoholic beverage, which is probably a good idea. Number two, he said, which I'm always saying, take a deep breath. You know, we're going to breathe together, moms, you know. He said, basically, it's like a time out. And oxygen really does help, you know, our brains when we have, you know, oxygen going to our brains and in our bloodstream. So it does really help, and it gives us clarity. He said, number three, try not to stress holiday eating. Eat healthy whenever possible. He talked about eating before you go to a party and use the party to socialize. And it's so funny because I'm such a talker that whenever I go to a party, half the time I forget to eat. So, you know, that happens to me anyway. And then he said, when you are making foods and preparing, make foods that are healthier, do some healthier choices. And the fourth is have a holiday playlist, songs that are uplifting, and for me, songs that get me into the Christmas mood. And most of those are, I think I may have shared on another podcast, I love Michael W. Smith, and so I listen to a lot of his songs and a lot of the older Christmas songs. Well, all these things are good, but in addition to this, it does help to plan, and that's why I'm going to share with you again my four-square planner. If you have been on the email list for the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, you've been getting these all year. And this planner really helps me to put things in perspective. So the way I divide my planner is faith, kids, school, and household. And the closer to the event, in this case Christmas, my planner is going to look a little bit different. It's going to say party or theme, what is on hand, what I already have, what I need to do ahead to buy, and then the day of the event. And let me tell you, this helps me so much. If you want to print out copies, you can find them. If you go to vintagehomeschoolmoms.com, look for episode 315, Last Minute Prep. And I believe it's Last Minute Christmas Prep, but you never know with me. So, you know, look for that, and you'll find it under Vintage Homeschool Moms. So, you know, the first is our theme, which of course in this case is Christmas. And hopefully you have your tree up if you're putting one up in your decorations. But look around and see, what do you have in hand? In my case, I have tablecloths and napkins. I use cloth ones, and I've used these year after year. I've talked to you before about how I make some napkin rings. Very inexpensive. I get ribbon and I find round plastic shower curtain rings, and I just take the hot glue and wrap the ribbon around these. The kids have made them with me for years, and so I use that for my napkins, and they look beautiful. And then if they get lost or they get thrown away, which tends to happen, I have my grandkids go around taking over the job that their mommy did for me when she was younger. And yes, I've had to replace these through the years, but I know how many I put out. And so I ask the kids, I give them the little, zipper bag, and I have them go around and collect them at the end, whoever's still around when we're cleaning up. I have clear plastic plates left over from Thanksgiving, and these I'm going to use for appetizers and dessert. And I have all the utensils, serving trays, and things like that. So these are just things that you can do. And again, I have copies of this on the website, and you can take a look at that. For do ahead, for me, it's making my Christmas dough for cookies. And I really sat the kids down and said, what cookies do you actually like? I have some I'm going to be giving away. And so I'm going to have those ready and prepared. And several of those, like those little snowball cookies, or some people call them tea cakes, or the wedding cookies, the little round ones that you roll in powdered sugar. My family likes them. Some of them like them without nuts. And then, of course, I love them with nuts. But you roll those in powdered sugar, and they're super yummy. Those last a long time. So even though I do roll them when they're slightly warm so that some of the powdered sugar sticks to it, I will re-roll them before I give them away so they're nice and white looking. So I'll do that, make some casseroles, like for example, a green bean casserole. Lasagna's already made in the freezer, yay. And we even had that as one meal. I feel so prepared because I have four lasagnas done, so I'm excited about that. Mashed potatoes, you can make that ahead and freeze it. I've done that. Works great. Gravy mix, I also make that ahead and freeze it, and then you can add some of the drippings if you're going to do a roast or turkey. That works well. And then rolls are something you can either make or buy, and that can also be frozen. And then whatever your main meal is, if it's turkey, ham, if you need the stuff to make the casseroles, you can do that ahead. Now, I have never frozen green bean casserole, so if you have, let me know. And actually, last year, I made them, at Thanksgiving, I made them with fresh green beans, and they were delicious. And I just overcooked the green beans, and, because they're a little bit mushier if you use canned green beans, and they came out really, really well. And nobody said they tasted any different. I kind of have to hide some things from my family. I don't know if you do. So whatever that, do ahead, you can get done ahead of time. The day of the event, we pray and we celebrate Christmas. Then we have a very easy breakfast. So whether that is a casserole that is like a French toast casserole that you make, or if I do, bacon or sausage or something like that, I will do a double batch and then we'll just reheat it for Christmas because I don't want to take out the big frying pans and everything and have to clean all that. And that works out really well. Then usually we'll have the French toast, or I'll make homemade cinnamon rolls, and that works out well. And then we just take a break and let everybody just kind of chill a little bit, and then I'll look at the time, and I already have it all timed out, like the time we're going to be eating our main meal and when I need to put the turkey in the oven and when I need to bake casseroles and things like that. So I have put the turkey in a brine in past years, and that comes out really good. And then you can just let it sit in the refrigerator with nothing around it. If you don't have an extra fridge or extra space, that can be a little bit dicey, but it makes the crust really nice and crispy. So all I have to do is basically put the turkey on a pan and stick it in the oven, and it works out really well. Let it sit out a little bit. Time your casseroles. One of the things that I learned the hard way is that the casseroles need to sit out for 30 minutes to an hour, and then you're going to get it at a really hot temperature. So, people worry about, getting everybody sick, but just make sure that when you heat your casseroles that they are, piping hot, And I keep them in one oven that's a warm oven. I'll put it on 200 degrees and just turn it off. And then every once in a while, I'll check the temperature and we'll keep things there after they are cooked. So that really helps. And, you know, once the casseroles go in, that's when I serve the appetizers. It's about an hour, hour and a half before everything's going to be done. And this planning allows me to relax, if that's even possible. But I have really enjoyed the holidays. And like I have everything done, like even if I'm doing stuff with appetizers, I will buy, you know, cheese that's on a little platter and already sliced. You know, yes, it's about two times more expensive, but it also saves me the time of doing it. My husband actually likes to sit there and chop up the cheese, but he really likes this little platter thing. I bought it 1 year after someone brought it as a gift. And then other people will bring things. My daughter's mother-in-law, Grandma Nancy, she always brings this wonderful fruit platter with a wonderful fruit dip that everybody loves. And we put that out for appetizers. We were saving it for dessert. And then we found out the kids absolutely love fruit, whereas they may not like some of the appetizer things. And that works great. Guys, I am going to pray that this is the best year ever. I pray you have a blessed Christmas and that you enjoy the holidays with family and friends, no matter what the holiday is. And I will be posting our Christmas Eve tradition podcast. And I'm actually going to be releasing all of these podcasts early so you will have time to listen. Take care. God bless. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com. and thevintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.